You're in business because you have an idea, a spark, a passion, and it's your gift. It's the one that you have and you're bringing into the world. I know it isn't easy and it requires commitment. You have to learn both the mechanics and leave room for the magic every day in your business. And I'm here for you to help you make a profit. I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm an attorney, author, mentor, and CEO of a growing coffee company. I'm in this with you every single day. Thanks for joining me on the show that looks at all aspects of business, from the mindset to the sales to the money left over at the end of the month, with tips and strategies to help you navigate this amazing ride called entrepreneurship. Thanks for making us part of your journey. Hello, welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. So we haven't talked very much about PR or public relations here on this podcast, but we are today. I brought in an expert, Jeremy Slate. He's going to talk about the things we need to do or the things we're not doing when it pertains to media and getting some exposure so that we either can pivot or change our business model or maybe grow the model that we're using in a way that we haven't done it before. So Jeremy, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to get a chance to hang out. I know you and I have gotten a chance to chat about farm animals and farms and barking dogs. So always a good time.
Yes, always. And if that doesn't happen before we start recording, then I just don't think it's going to be a great episode. So since all of that happened, this is going to be epic.
Yeah.
So why don't you start off by telling us who you are and who you serve?
So my name is Jeremy Slate. I have a podcast called The Create Your Own Life Show that we started back in 2014. I also own an agency called Command Your Brand, where we help people to tell a better story, help them find the right podcast to get out there and to really make a big impact in the world. Because I feel like the biggest thing a lot of businesses are missing, whether it's local, whether it's national, is that know, like, and trust factor. Like somebody knowing you, liking you, and trusting you so they can actually do business with you. And that's just super vital.
And it's interesting you say, you know, tell a better story. I work with a lot of brick and mortar families, you know, stores and brick and mortar family businesses that have maybe around for quite a while, or businesses that might have pivoted and now they're starting to go online. And so now there's competition in the space. So they've always been known in the neighborhood, or they've always been by word of mouth. Why is it so important for them to make sure that this is a new focus for their growth?
Well, I think first and foremost, it starts with understanding, like, you know, you talk about telling a better story and starts with understanding why people would care. You know, I spoke to a chamber of commerce here in New Jersey a couple years ago. And one of the big things I was talking about is, you mentioned before we started recording, ribbon cutting, right? Like businesses, okay, they cut a ribbon and that's our PR story and we're open. And a lot of times businesses think that just because they exist, the media should be covering them. And I think that's the really big thing that people don't get. So it's first about understanding what is newsworthy. Why should people care? What matters about what I'm doing? You know, it could be, you know, veteran opens a new business. It could be, you know, you're running an organic dry cleaners, which are very cool, by the way. We use one of those. So like there has to be something unique and different and special about what you're doing. And the thing to think about is when you start the right way locally, you can also start to build that footprint online. Because as you mentioned, with the pandemic, we've seen business has had to change drastically. I know for my hairdresser now, I schedule appointments online before I go in. Let me tell you, they were one of the first to do it. And it's more convenient than it was before because I'm super busy and it's hard for me to schedule something 6 weeks out. So you need to be thinking about how you can, number one, create attention on a local level. But number two, marry that to what's online, because it's just the way things are going. People want more convenience. And because they've been a little bit, you know, more concerned about being around people and things like that, we have to make things more attainable to them.
So you brought up something very interesting about why people would care. So let's go back to your example about networking appointments online, right? So why would people care? Is this something where someone says new business starts online access or new delivery of services or something, and they're doing something in a different way? Is that something they should let the whole world know? Is that something they should just target to their audience? What makes the decision where someone should care enough to get the media involved?
So number one, you should always try to get the media involved. They may not be interested in every story, but here's the thing you have to think about, right? Let's say you pitch 10 stories and you get three of them picked up, that's a big deal. So you always need to be thinking about every single thing you do in your business that's moving forward. You need to be telling the media about it. Now, the important part is learning how to tell that story. There's a really great article, if your audience wants to go check it out, HubSpot, called How to Write a Press Release. And I think it's How to Write a Press Release in 2022, but every year they update it. So it's changed for like things that may have changed online or whatever it may be. But you learn how to write a press release to local media. And I think the thing people don't realize is there is a huge, you know, boon to your business if you're promoting locally and using local media, because most people don't think about it. I'll give you an example. As I mentioned, I'm in New Jersey. I grew up in a small town. It's 5/8 of a mile in size. We don't even have a grocery store. So nothing happens there. Literally nothing happens there. That's actually a huge win for me, because then when I write a press release and I send it to the local paper that prints once a week on a Thursday, I know they're going to run it. Now they also have an online component. So that online component is going to run it as well. So now we're starting to get some traction online and get some backlinks to our website. But when you mentioned new business runs, scheduling or business runs scheduling online now with the pandemic, you want to find a way to position that's interesting, right? With the world changing and the way we do business changing, local hairdresser has changed the way to schedule to make it more convenient, safer, and better for clients. So you always want to find out how to tell the story in an interesting way, right? Like, we schedule online, isn't that interesting? But if you can find a way to talk about it, talk about something unique about it, like maybe there's something that's different in your process that nobody else is doing, whatever it is, you want to find those really unique differentiation factors when you tell a story.
I like that. And I'm really glad you brought up what you did, because I also live in a very small town where they publish the paper once a week, but there is an online component.
Yeah, it runs in Google News.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay. That is true. I hadn't thought of that.
So you can get some media hits that way if your local paper, which most of them do now, because they have the whole like we're grandfathered in rule, where it's hard to get into Google News now, but some of these small papers that have existed forever in Google News, so you're getting a backlink to your website. You're also getting a Google News hit where somebody else could read that online and be like, "Huh, I should call this person and learn about what they're doing."
Yeah, and this ties back into Google My Business, doesn't it?
Yes. Because when people are searching online and they're looking in Google My Business, you're going to show up on the map. And that's a really big deal, because in Google results now, like your local results are one of the biggest things that show up first. Because I don't know about you, but like my searching habits have changed online. For example, like let's say I'm trying to find something locally. I'll be like looking for a golf course near me. So it's always like things like that. So if you can show up in Google My Business and local results, because people are usually just looking for XYZ near me, that's a big deal for you.
Got it. So now it really is a matter of making sure you're getting the story out there so that when people can find you locally, they can also find what's interesting about you.
Yes, because Google's prioritizing local search over everything, because they're trying to make it easier for people to find things locally.
I love that. Now, how does that play into something like I wanted to start shipping my goods and services? Let's say that I did only local business. And then with the pandemic, in order to keep up, I needed to start creating some e-commerce that I didn't have before. I have my own website. I'm not using an Etsy. I'm not using a Shopify. So I have to actually get traffic to my domain rather than trying to go through their engines. How would I use this media tool to drive maybe some hits to my website?
So here's the thing I'll say is I don't want to give your audience like false pretenses that PR always drives a ton of traffic. It doesn't always drive a ton of traffic. So you still have to figure out how to drive traffic. So a lot of times that's, getting people that are coming into your business to write a Google review for you. Like I've worked with chiropractors before that send out texts to their whole database, getting people to leave Google reviews for them, because that helps them locally, because their business is seen as more reputable locally. Because the thing is you drive traffic, but the point of doing PR is having people choose you when they land on you, right? And that's the difference. So like, Google local ads are great. It's a really great way to get people to look at what you're doing. Driving people to leave reviews for you is great. Getting local newspaper articles is great, but you have to drive traffic in, either sending people to your site or running some small paid ads traffic. Like you can run a very small Google campaign for local traffic can do well. But the point of PR is when they land on your site, they say, oh, well, this person looks more trustworthy than the other 10 on the list. And even though they're number two on this list, I'm going to go with them. So that's the point in really doing PR on a local level, is you're helping to win the choice. You're helping to look like more like the expert. And that's why you would do it.
Oh, I like that. So where would some of your content strategy come in with this PR? And like you said, making the brand story and things interesting. What else can you do besides events to drive that brand choice decision?
Well, a big part of it, frankly, is events. It's getting involved in your local community. Like, you know, I did I've done a lot of weird stuff to get in the newspaper. Like I did a thing for raising money for victims of domestic violence. They had a program called Strong Man at the Fair. So I was throwing kegs over a fence to raise money for that. So we wrote a press release about that and we put it in the paper and it got some attention for our business. And that was cool. A number of years ago, my wife, who was my fiance at the time, was a competitor for the Rose of Tralee. That's like the Miss America for Ireland. And I was what's known as like the person like kind of leading her through that. There's the name for it. I forget what it's called. But like we wrote a press release about that. So there's a lot of different things that you need to actually be active in your community and then tell people about it. The problem is people are active in their community. And they're like, oh, I don't want to tell anyone about it. Like, I don't want to take credit. Well, the problem is you have to, right? You have to be the one to get out there, tell your own story and get it out there. And that is the biggest difference is you need to be doing events. You need to be getting involved. You know, I do anti-drug speaking in schools because it really matters to me. You know, we have a huge drug problem in this area. And, you know, we talk about it and we do it. And it's not because you're saying, hey, look how good I am. The point of, you know, PR is making good works known, right? So people are always going to talk about the mistakes you made, but they're not always going to talk about the good things you do. So you have to be the one willing to put it out there. So it is really leveraged off events a lot of times.
So would you tag your business? Would you say so-and-so, comma, owner of, or so-and-so?
Yes.
Owner? Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. Because in any release you write, there's like free versions and paid versions of like press releases. And most free versions, just go to a website, you send in a press release and they'll print it for you. They're going to give you one link in that article. They're going to allow one link. So you're always going to link to your company's website and you're going to make sure you promote yourself as, you know, founder or owner or whatever it is of XYZ business. And those things you do now bring attention to your business.
Got it. Even if what you're doing is unrelated to your actual industry.
Correct. Because you're involved in your community. And that's really what it comes down to. You want your local community to know, like, and trust you.
Interesting. So I haven't actually heard PR being used in kind of this manner. Most of the time I always hear about it as like business events or product launches, you know, and maybe that's more of a corporate PR thing. But really what you're saying is
it's boots on the ground. Everybody can do it.
Yeah. To stand out in your local community, everything that you do should be linked back to making the decision to do business with you.
Because that's the problem is you have to think about, like, you know, in my town, there's 10 chiropractors. Why would I choose one over all those 10? Well, sure, they're good. But like, if I see this one's speaking at events, involved in the community, working with charities I like, you know, like doing things in my community, well, I'm probably going to go to that one. And it doesn't even matter if they're better or not. It just matters that, you know, they're the one that appears to be so.
Got it. That's interesting. So at the same time, though, you're positioning yourself also as the expert.
Correct. And that's why you need to be doing speaking and starting to do some education and, you know, podcast interviews. Because sure, podcast interviews are, you know, national a lot of times. But if you're doing those things and you're recognized as a speaker, it's another way you're winning the customer, right? Like they can know you, like you, and trust you over someone else.
Now, let me back this up the other way. So you're going to get out into the media and you're going to do these things. Where do I announce all of these exposures on my website? Or do I not do that? Do I put it on social media? How do I say I've talked at this thing or I'm on this podcast or I've done these events?
Well, so first of all, you know, if you're writing press releases, that's one of the ways you're going to start out. Like, you know, if you did an event, you're going to write a press release about it. And as I mentioned, that HubSpot article is a, kind of a great format because there's a great way to write a press release. And it's the easy way is called is telling a story backwards. That's how to write a great press release. But you want to make a list of all of the, you know, what I like to call small pond media. So we have a small newspaper goes to everybody's house on a Thursday. My university here in New Jersey has a great color magazine that goes to everybody that went there once a month. I lived in a lake community before I lived in the place I live now. They had a great color magazine that went around. So you want to figure out what all these different sources are. And there's even some of those like freebie papers that like when you walk in your local deli, they have those. They'll print releases too. And some of them do print in Google News, which is quite shocking, but it's pretty cool. So that's kind of step one. Now, let's say that release gets picked up. Now, the point of a press release, you know, isn't just to say, oh, this press release is a news article, because it kind of is. But the point of a press release is to get other media, right? Like the first time I was on TV, it's because someone read a press release that got printed in the newspaper and said podcasting. I don't really know anything about that. Let me interview this guy. And I got on TV that way. And before we started recording, I told you the first time I was on TV, I forgot my name. That was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But like, that's the point of a release is, yes, it can be a media piece in itself, but it's also to get other media. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned like, if you've been on podcasts, you've done these other things, like you need to be shouting these things from the rooftops. They need to be on your social media. They need to be on your Facebook, on your, if your business is doing Twitter, you know, your Google My Business is a really big deal. Like it definitely needs to be over there. I know it's changed a little bit since they kind of got rid of the whole Google Plus thing, but those things actually help with website hits. The other thing is as well, is every business, whether you're local, whether you're national, whether you're hyper-local, should have a page on your website called a media page. And that is when you go to the website and at the top, you see media or press or something like that. You go to that page, it has links to all these different stories about you, all these different interviews you've done, because now you appear more credible. And that's what you need to be doing. All of your social media, also storing it on your site, because you need to promote yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you.
That's very interesting. And it challenges my brain a little bit that, you know, let's say I have a website and like you said, like a local deli, and the deli owner has been part of, let's say, the United Way campaign and a couple other things. And then they get in there because they had a new release of something.
And that's a press release, by the way, like, oh, we were involved in the United Way campaign. This is why we're doing it. Like that's something you should be writing about. And that goes on your website.
Right. That's what I mean. So then you would have a separate, you know, it's like, hey, these are our sandwiches. This is our takeout menu. You know, this is our Thursday dinner special. And oh, by the way, here is our press page.
Yep.
That is very interesting. So everyone listening in, all of my clients and everybody else that's listening, let's think about putting a press page on all of our websites. And
yep.
You know, I'm not sure that is something that is necessarily thought of or talked about. I know that even on my own.
So few people do it on a local level. It's very easy to use it to win the customer because they'll be like, wait, this person's telling me about all these things they did in the media. Like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, even on my own website, I can tell you there's an about page, and I think there's a link underneath to like my own podcast, a couple of interviews, and a book, and that's it. I don't even think I have a press page anymore. I did years ago because it was popular, and it seemed like people have gotten away from that. But you're saying we need to do this.
Yep. No, it's because the thing is, so few people do it on a local level. It's a gold mine if you do it, because now let's say somebody goes to you know, I'm going to go back to Google local results because that's how most people find a local business now. If they go to that, they see a list of 10 businesses. They see, number one, you've done a good job in getting people to review your business because that's vital. But number two, they check out your website and they see, well, you've been in all these newspapers and there's people talking about you. They'd be like, well, this is the celebrity business. I need to go here. They're obviously the best.
Wow. So again, this goes back to kind of that brand perception and the protection of that know, like, and trust factor.
Correct. You know, it doesn't like, you always want to be the best, like that always matters, but you want to have the perception you're the best.
So what does this translate into as far as like long-term, you know, we do PR, this needs to be like an ongoing thing. So this is something Correct. That we need to set aside 2 hours a month or something like that. What do you advise your clients to do as far as making this part of their business and not just we should do this for the summer to drive sales and then we're going to drop off?
Well, I think the big thing is, like you said, just setting aside time to do it, right? Like, you know, you may not be in a position that you can hire a full-time PR person, but you may have somebody that has a couple extra hours, you know, every week or every 2 weeks or every month or whatever it is, and taking a look at, okay, so what are the things we're going to promote in our business right now? There's seasonal things you can be talking about, right? You know, like if you're a local flower shop and it's springtime, you could be educating people on why they want perennials versus annuals or things like that. There's things you need to be thinking about even seasonally. And you should have somebody in your business, whether they're a couple hours a week or they may be, you know, hey, if you don't have the money up front, go get yourself an intern. You know, your local community colleges have people that need job experience in order to graduate. Go out and find an intern. A lot of them work for free to start out with, and they just need life experience. So that can be some stuff to help yourself get started, but you need to be looking for different opportunities like this. Podcasts, local media, things that happen every year. But this should be really something you're doing on a weekly basis. There's also another really great one as well. HelpAReporter.com. People call it Haro for short, but HelpAReporter.com allows you to register as a news source. And they may say like, okay, we're going to write an article about the current economy and we're looking to speak to blah, 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 blah. And you'll get an email and you can then, you know, give your opinion. And if they want to run with it, they'll run with it. You know, I usually get 2 out of every 10 stories I apply on there, but those are 2 stories I wouldn't have had.
Yeah, that's right. There are local or not local, but there are national databases of people like reporters who are going to reach out. And you, if you have the time, you can sit down and apply to be part of those networks as well. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways that small family businesses, local businesses can leverage this, not just what it sounds like is it's not just for national exposure to grow an e-commerce brand or something, but literally to solidify their standing in the local business community as well.
Correct. Because if you want to start e-commerce, which you should because of the way the world is, you know, think about how you find out about podcasts, right? Every podcast I listen to, somebody told me about or I heard about in another podcast. It's the same way local business works. People find out about you by other people talking about you. So if you concentrate local and you have these other ways people can work with you, you're going to be able to build it that way. If you cast too broad of a net and try to go national right away, it's definitely good to have big goals. Like, I'm not telling you not to think big, but you're going to have more success if you start with people that already know you.
Right. This has been really great. So if you could give like a step one, a step two, a step three. So we covered a lot of things, right? So
sure.
We covered, you know, getting press releases out. We covered maybe going on some podcasts and things, adding links to websites, all the different things that we can do to make a strategy. What would be like if you were going to take a newbie who's going, what? This is so much stuff to try to swallow in one podcast on. What are you doing? If I was going to give somebody like a step one, step two, step three, what would move the needle if I were a business owner right now who says, we don't do any of this. And I'm listening to Jeremy and he's saying, this is going to move my needle.
So I would say, first of all, start to learn about Google local ads. You can do them by zip code. You can do them by mileage. You can do them by, you know, GPS signal. There's all different ways you can figure out how to locate your business on a map and promote it. So learn about Google local ads first. You can win with a budget of less than $500 a month on that. So that's the first thing, is you need to get traffic to what you're doing. The next thing from there is you need to figure out how to get that traffic to convert better. So that comes down to getting your customers that already love you to go on Google and write reviews for you. That's a big deal. From there, you want to find out what your small pond is. You know, what is the small ponds where you're a big fish? Local newspapers, publications, papers that print in your deli, whatever it may be. And those are the ones you're going to want to get into. You need to get, you know, if you're already involved in your local community, that's a big deal. You know, write press releases about those things. Write press releases about the things that are newsworthy. Get them printed. Then from there, start storing them on your website. And, you know, at that point, it's just rinse and repeat. Keep doing those things forever, right? Because you know, you could be a local business that makes great food, but you know, somebody comes in one day and the food was cold and they're going to tell everybody about it. And it happens. It does happen. It's life. So you always need to be continually doing these things again and again and again, because bad news is going to come just because there's some people that, I swear, man, they're always just unhappy in their house and they're out there. So you need to be continually telling the good news, because bad news will happen.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And we know that because business is cyclical and things happen in business, and like the supply chain thing, everybody heard it on the news that there were supply chain things, and yet there were still people who were upset that the coffee was late. Like, you know, I was in the industry and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I know that that does happen. And so we do need to be really proactive. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I really appreciate it. And this is going to hopefully give people an insight into some additional steps they can take, especially if you're somebody who's been feeling frustrated that there's a lot of competition on social media. There's a lot of noise, especially since the pandemic, with everybody kind of competing in, I'm going to use air quotes here, these kind of new ways of trying to find customers, because brick and mortar was shut down for quite a while. So this is actually hopefully a good way for someone to take an active step in growing your business or solidifying your brand in a different way. And hopefully there's something you took out of this today that you can go and do in your business in the next couple of weeks. Jeremy,
can I just add one thing to that, Dawn? Yeah, because please. That's a really good thing with the, you talk about the pandemic changing everything as well. It's also about thinking outside of the box. Like, I know a lot of local businesses that, I'm going to say food businesses especially, they realized things were changing. They realized they couldn't get people in their dining room. So they went with these really cool hybrid methods where you could order on their website, go pick it up, and then get it that way. Like, start thinking outside of the box. There is always a way to use technology to help you.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. This has been a great conversation. And again, I think these are great tips and things that people can take action on. And that's what we love to do here.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me. I hope somebody got some benefit out of, you know, what we had for them today.
Now, how can people find you to learn more about your PR firm, to learn more about your podcast, and to read more about what it is that you do?
So I'm over at commandyourbrand.com. I am at Jeremy Ryan Slate on all platforms because my parents named me after an actor. So Google hated me for a couple of years. So I had to start using my middle name. And I also have a brand new book coming out on June 21st based on some of the incredible things I have learned about what real success looks like. You know, newsflash, it comes from hard work. And I've learned so many things from so many incredible people. So if they want to go check that out, that's over at getextraordinarybook.com. And if they head over there and check it out, we're giving them a free version of the audiobook as well as our guide of 30 days to extraordinary. So that's getextraordinarybook.com.
I love that. So we're going to put all of those things down inside the show notes. So if you're listening on the day when it releases, or if you're listening 2 years from now, you'll still be able to find Jeremy and the book and all of the great things. And I will talk to you all next time on the next episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. Take care. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. If you want some more information about me or free resources, please visit my updated website, DawnKKennedy.com. Follow me on social at DawnKKennedyXO on Instagram and on Facebook at DawnKKennedyMentor. I'll see you next time.